再次请大家翻到我们的周报的后面，我们将有几段经文。And now I'm going to ask everyone to turn to the back of a bulletin. We are going to read a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 to 15.I would like to lead the congregation responsively, so I'm going to start the first verse. I'm going to ask the congregation to respond. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5-15. Verse 5, what, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task.So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building.For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work.That's all read together. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping from the flames. 我们同样的，我们一起用中文来念，我们起音的方式来念今天的经文，在哥林多前书三章五到十五节。我念第一节，请会众应第二节。亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们的引导你们相信。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在叫他生长的神。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。因为那已经立好根基的就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。个人的功臣必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的功臣怎样。我们一起来念，人的功臣若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救，仍像从火里经过的一样。现在就预备我们的心，恭请许牧师为我们证道。May we prepare our heart and ready for the sermon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
Shalom.
平安。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for this opportunity. We can come before you and to listen to your word. May you be...
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你能够让我们来到聚集在你面前来听你的话语。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名被荣耀。
We pray for those who are out of town.
我们为着不在我们当中的弟兄姊妹祷告。
May you give them a relaxing and a refreshing time.
愿你赐给他们一个轻松能够重新得力的一个时段。
I pray for myself. I also pray for Brother George.
我为我自己祷告，我也为我的翻译 George 弟兄祷告。
May we be one spirit in delivering your word.
愿意我们同感一灵，能够传达你自己的信息。
May you be glorified.
愿意你的名被高举。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
To help you, I have prepared a PowerPoint.
为了帮助大家，我已经准备好了一个投影。
I realize that people learn by listening.
我知道很多人他们是从听来学习的。
If you are like me,
如果你像我一样的话，
if I want to remember something, I need to see something.
当我愿意想记起一些东西的时候，我也需要用看的。
So whenever my wife wants me to do something, I told her, text me.
所以很多时候，当我太太吩咐要做一些事情的时候，我一直跟她说，你一定要送发信短信给我。
I hope you find today's PowerPoint helpful for your learning.
我希望大家今天能够借着投影也能帮助你们的学习。
In line with the theme of this year.
我们为了符合今天的今年的教会的主旨。
Which is in the area of being a disciple.
也就是有关门徒训练这一方面。
I have designed today's topic.
我就为了这个主题，我为今天的讲道做了一个设计。
Today's topic is planting and building.
我们今天的讲道就是有关耕种以及建造。
Today's topic basically answers two questions.
今天我们的正道要回应两个问题。
The first question.
第一个问题我们要解答的是
How can believers cooperate with God to enable church growth?
信徒如何能够与人和与神一起搭配，使教会成长
？The second question: How can believers build a church that can face trials?
第二个问题我们要回答是：信徒如何能够建造以及一个教会，以使其能够面对考验
？For us to know what the passage is talking about, we need to understand the historical background.
如果我们要了解今天我们读的这段经文，我们必须要了解它的背景。
We know that the Apostle Paul founded the Corinthian church.
我们知道保罗是建立哥林多教会的创始人。
And we know that he established the church during his second missionary journey.
我们也知道保罗是经由他第二次宣道布道旅行的时候建立了哥林多教会。
He started at a place called Antioch.
他从安提亚教会启程。
And then he was in Asia Minor.
也就在那个时候，他是从小亚细亚开始启程。
And then he heard the Macedonian call, and God called him to bring the gospel into Europe.
也就在那个时候，他得到了马其顿的呼召，他知道神要带领他到欧洲去。
He passed through Thessalonica and Philippi.
他就经过帖撒罗尼迦
and Philippi.
然后到腓立比
，and then he arrived at Corinth.
然后他就到了哥林多这个地方。
Beside Ephesus, he stayed in the church longest. He stayed there for 18 months.
除了以弗所教会之外，他留在哥林多教会这个地方算是最久的地方。他在那边停留了18个月。
After that, he went back to Ephesus.
他在停留哥林多之后，他到了以弗所。
And then he heard that there was some problem in the church at Corinth.
也就在以弗所的时候，他听到哥林多教会产生了一些问题。
So he wrote the book of Corinthians to teach them.
也因此，他就写了哥林多前后书来教导他们。
I can say that the Corinthian church is a problematic church.
我可以说哥林多教会是一个问题多多的一个教会。
Therefore, he taught them to honor God with their bodies.
因此，保罗教导他们要从他们的身体上面来荣耀神。
And from chapters 1 to 4,
从我们从哥林多前书第一到第四章。
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Apostle Paul reports the divisiveness in the Corinthian church.
这个时候，使徒保罗就严厉的斥责，这个哥林多教会他们纷争结党的问题。
And then in chapter 3, verses 5 to 15.
也从第三章第五到第八节这边说。
He used two parables to describe the believers.
他用两个比喻来描写信徒应该是怎么样的。
The first parable, the believers are God's field.
他说第一个信徒应该是神所耕种的田地。
That's verses 5 to 8.
这是从第五节到第八节。
And then the second parable, he said the believers are God's buildings.
第二个，他用另一个比喻来代表信徒，就是他们是神所建造的房屋。这是从第十节到第十五节。
And then the focal words of this passage.
这一段经文的中心是在哪呢？
Chapter 3, verse 9.
乃是在第三章第九节。
For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building.
这节经文说，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Let's go in the content of today's sermon.
让我们进入今天讲到的内容。
The first question we are going to answer.
第一个我们必须要回答的问题是
，How can believers cooperate with God to enable church growth?
神应该怎么样与其他的人，并且与神来同工，使教会成长呢？
From the planting parable, we learn that believers should cooperate with God to enable church growth.
从一个耕种的田地的比喻来说，我们知道我们要与神一起来搭配，使教会成长。
Apostle Paul planted.
我们知道是使徒保罗他耕种了，他撒种了。
Apollos water.
而亚波罗他撒水。
And God made it grow.
乃是神让其中的农作物成长。
The first thing we learn from the planting parable,
从第一个的比喻当中我们学到
church leaders realize that they are nothing.
我们所有的教会领袖必须要知道自己实在算不得什么。
In other words,
也就是说
those leading the church should not feel that the church cannot survive without them.
所有的教会带领人必须要知道教会并不是非他们不可的。
What after all is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task.
亚波罗算什么呢？保罗又算什么呢？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们的引导你们相信。
So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么。
Apostle Paul realized that. It's very easy for people to put the leaders in such a position, but they need to realize that they're nothing.
保罗知道，是的，当一个教会带领的时候，他站在某一个地位，但是这一些带领人必须要知道，他们实在算不得什么。
There's a saying in Mandarin. I find it very interesting.
我们知道，在中文里面有一句话，我觉得是非常有意思的。
I actually checked with somebody from mainland China. Is it okay to say that in the pulpit?
我实际上跟一些中国大陆来的中国人，我询问了一下，说我可以在讲台上讲这句话吗
？I said it's okay.
然后这些人跟我说，可以讲，没问题。
You know what it means when you say we are nothing?
什么叫做是你算不是什么东西吗？
I would say 你算老几？
你算老几 ？Who are you?
So when Apostle Paul said, Apollos, who are you?
所以在这个时候，保罗说，亚波罗算是老几啊？
It seems as if he's very proud.
听起来保罗好像非常的骄傲。
Good thing he said that, Paul, who are you?
但是，还好，保罗他自己也说，保罗算什么呢？保罗自己说他自己算什么呢？
You know, people have a problem.
你知道大家很多人都有个问题。
People tend to worship some leaders.
很多人有一个毛病，他们很喜欢对领袖崇拜。
The church of Corinth has a problem. They put their focus on people, on leaders, rather than God.
很多教会把他们的重心以及他们所崇拜的对象放在带领人身上，而不是在神的身上。
As a result, it caused a lot of division and jealousy.
也因此造成教会当中很多分裂，很多的问题。
Do you have church leaders that you like?
你在教会当中，你有特别喜欢某一位带领人吗？
Are many people like Joel Austin?
很多人喜欢Joel Austin 这位布道家。
He is the pastor of the biggest church in the United States.
他是在全美国带领一个人最多的一个教会。
Many people like Billy Graham.
很多人喜欢葛培里牧师。
Including me.
包括我在内也是。
Because I became a Christian at the Billy Graham Crusade.
因为我自己本身就是因为葛培里的布道会当中我得救信主的。
Along with that, you can have a lot of Chinese leaders that you like.
我也相信在座当中有很多，你会喜欢很多的中国教会的带领人。啊，梁彦成呢，叶恒纪明呢，李旭静呢，张小道了，李涛生，many
Chinese leaders we like to follow.
我们在其中有许多著名的传道人，我们都喜欢跟从他们。But
as leaders.
但是如果身为一个带领人，
we have to emphasize that we are only steward under God's command.
我们知道我们在神的眼中不过是仆人罢了。
What does it mean for today?
那如何运用在我们的今天的环境当中呢？
How can we not worship leaders beyond what God expects us to be?
我们怎么可以对我们的领袖崇拜到一个地步是超越神给我们的一个态度呢？
How can we have a humble heart?
我们怎么样才能有一个谦卑的态度呢？
Many Christians, after they become a Christian, they like to change the name.
很多基督徒当他们成为信徒之后，他们很想改变自己的名字。
There's a Chinese believer, he changed his Chinese name. Literally, in English, it means it's back.
中间有一个弟兄，他信主了之后，他就把他的自己的名字改成叫一尘一个灰尘。
So and then he thought he was okay.
他觉得他自己改这个名字非常的好。
Until a pastor read to him from Isaiah.
直到有一个牧师面对他跟他这样子讲。
Truly, the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. Before him, all the nations are nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing.
这个牧师跟他说，圣经里面有一句经节，看哪，万民都像水桶里的一滴，又算如天平上的微尘，万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃是虚空。然后这边说，万民如天平上中的微尘。
So is it enough to call yourself as back only?
所以这个牧师就跟他说，万民就如有如天上的微尘，你一个人竟敢称自己为一尘吗？
The person said, "You're nothing."
在圣经告诉我们说，我们是什么都不是。
So you should change your name not to as back, but not even as back.
所以你怎么竟敢称为自己为一尘呢？好像一个灰尘呢？
So you have to change without aspect, 无尘.
所以你必须要改名，你干脆改名叫无尘好了。
That's biblical, right? According to Isaiah.
而如果根据以赛亚书刚刚那个经文来说，这是符合圣经的，不是吗？
But after that, we also have to have a very right attitude.
但是不单要如此，我们必须要有一个正确的态度。
You can see yourself as nothing.
你可以把自己当做是一个。 谁都不是的一个人。
You can see other leaders as nothing.
你可以把你认为你所有在你面前的所有教会领袖都不算不得什么。
But the important thing, you need to cooperate with other leaders.
但是最重要的是，你必须要懂得怎么样与他们同工，彼此搭配。
We need to team up with others.
我们必须要懂得与其他人有一个团队的精神。
Paul said, "I planted the seed, Apollos watered it."
保罗说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不着什么。
The one who plants, the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样， 但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的奖赏。
The point is, even though you are nothing,
保罗说，就算我们算不得什么
，others are nothing,
就算别人也算不得什么
，you need to team up with others.
我们依然要比与别人一同来同工。
I like this picture, team in the middle.
我喜欢这个图片，在这边我们看见"团队"这个字在当中。
Everybody have a part to team up.
所以每一个人都在这个团体当中是属于一份子。
At least in two main areas.
在这边我列出两个主要的重点。
You need to have people team up in planting.
我们要一起同工来做栽种的工作。
We need to be a HOCL need to be a church with people who evangelize.
我主爱之家需要有人出去布道。
Not because we want to be a bigger church.
并不是因为我们希望能够成为一个更大的教会。
But that's our mission, and our mission is to share the gospel with those who have not accepted Christ as a personal savior.
但是主要的原因是因为我们有这个使命，我们要使人认识耶稣，得到永生。
We also need people to team up to do the watering.
我们也需要所有的同工聚集在一起，同心来做浇灌的工作。
I don't quite like using discipleship.
我实在不喜欢用所谓的门徒训练这个字。
Otherwise, you think that to be a believer and to be a disciple is two different things.
因为这样子，这句话听起来好像要成为一个信徒，要成为一个门徒，是两个截然不同的事情。
Jesus never made that distinction in the gospel.
实际上，耶稣从来没有在他的福音书里面做出这两件事，两个东西是不一样的。不一样的项目。
So I call the watering ministry as the facilitating growth ministry.
所以我称为浇灌的事工 是能够栽培人成长的一个事工。
There's a church leader called Apollos.
在教会里面，这边有一个教会领袖，他的名字叫亚波罗。
He's very good in watering.
他在浇灌方面是非常有恩赐的。
We need both types of people to team up.
我们实在是需要两种不同的人一起来同工。
Those who are good in sharing the gospel.
因为有些人他们对布道福音是非常有恩赐的。
And those who can help people to grow in their faith.
但是有一些人是能够帮助人在信心当中成长。
What is today's application?
那我们如何能够运用到今天呢？
A pastor went to a church 60th anniversary.
有一个牧师，他到一个教会60周年的庆祝典礼中当中。
And the elders are thinking, why is our church not growing?
在那个聚会当中，教会的长老纷纷彼此议论说，为什么教会在60年当中不能成长呢？
And then they said, okay, we must do more Bible studies.
所以在其中就有一个长老说，那我们应该有更多的研读圣经。
So they started a Bible study.
所以在那个时候，他们就开始读经聚会。
And other people said, "Oh, we need to pray. So we need to have a prayer meeting."
结果在这个时候，另一个长老说，哦，我们需要更多的祷告，因此我们必须要有祷告会。
And other people said, "Oh, we need to reach out. We need to have evangelism work."
而另一个人说，那我们必须要在社区里面有做更多的福音工作。
So in the 65th.Church anniversary.
所以就在那个60周年的聚会当中
，the same pastor went back to the church.
等到第63年的时候，这个同样的牧师回到了那个教会。
The church has not grown.
结果发现那个教会依然没有成长。
And the elders realized.
结果那个时候里面的长导就发现
，it's not just about having the work.
发现这个在教会当中不单单是需要有工作。
You need the workers to participate.
你需要里面有工人愿意参与。
You create the work with the workers is pointless.
如果你光有事工却里面没有工人的话，这一切都是枉然的。
We need people from both sides to team up.
我们需要两组人一起合作。
But even then,
但不单如此。
We know that only God makes the church grow.
我们知道只有神能够让其生长。
In all the work you do,
不论你做了什么的事工
the plan hunting parable tell us we not only team up with people, we have to team up with God.
在这个栽种的这个比喻当中，我们知道我们不单单要栽种，我们也要与人同工。
As the Lord has assigned to each his task.
因为神按着他们的个人的恩赐 来给他们各种不同的使命。
But God has been making it grow.
只有神叫他成长。
But only God.
只有神。只有神能够叫其成长。
Is it very clear?
难道这不够清楚吗？
We need God in the planting project.
我们需要神在我们的栽种的事工当中的掌权。
I like the following picture.
我喜欢下一个图片。
Only God makes it grow.
只有神能够叫它成生长。
Do you like gardening?
你们喜欢做园艺吗？
This year I am so sad.
这今年呢，我觉得有点难过。
I don't grow the garden very well.
今年呢，我的花园里面的花草没有长得很好。
I don't want to spiritualize. You know why? I don't pray for my garden too much this year.
你知道呢，我想不想把它弄得太属灵化。不过呢，今年我没有为我的花园来祷告。
I fought for my past 10 years of gardening. I can make it happen just by myself.
我觉得过去我10年对园艺已经非常有经验了，因此我觉得今年一切可以靠我自己的。
I know it's a little bit late. I pray to God to have mercy on me.
结果后来发现，结果长得不好，我真是祷告神，求主能够再给我一点恩典。
The last week my gardening has been exploding.
去年我的我种的果园实在非常的茂盛。
I kind of have half a pound of tomato, grape tomato every day now.
我知道，我每天都可以收成半磅以上的番茄。
Well, I see my transplanting growing bigger and bigger every day.
我看见我所种的花果果实不断不断的长大。
And I realized that only God can make my garden grow.
我在那个时候我想到，真的是只有神能够让这些果实成长。
Likewise, only God can make the church grow.
同样的，只有神能够让教会成长。
God gives the leaders and the gifts to the church.
神赐给教会恩典，也赐给教会领袖。
And also God makes the church grow.
也只有神能够让教会成长。
I want to give you a very nice testimony.
我希望在这边给大家一个很非常美好的一个见证。
Coincidentally, I know somebody just came back from Japan, right?
我知道在座当中有人刚刚从日本回来，是不是？
I won't tell you who, okay?
我不告诉你是谁啊。
But I will tell you a Japanese story.
但是我希望在这边要跟大家分享一个有关日本人的故事。
If I say it wrong, correct me, okay? Do you know a person by the name of Mitsuo?
在这边有一个日本人的名字，他叫渊田美津雄。
Can anybody tell me, do you know him?
我想请问大家一下，有没有人认识这一位？
If you know, raise your hand.
如果你知道他，请举手。
Wonderful, only one?
我们在这边有一位。
Okay. It's a person made famous by one single event in the Second World War.
这个人呢，在第二次世界大战的时候做了一件大事。
He was the one in charge of bombing the Pearl Harbor.
他就是带领日本军队去偷袭珍珠港的指挥官。
And most of his people on his team died.
那在他团队当中去轰炸珍珠港的所有的团队几乎都死了。
But that's not the story I want to tell you.
但是这个不是我要与大家分享的故事。
When he returned to Japan,
当这个飞行官回到日本的时候，
he heard about Christ.
他听到了基督。
In a way that he didn't expect.
他在他一个非常意料不到的一个情况当中，他听到了基督。
There was a nurse.
在那个时候，他遇到了一位护士。
He heard about her story.
他听到这个护士的故事。
Her parents were killed in the Philippines by the Japanese.
他听到这个护士，美国护士呢，他 自己的父母呢是被日本军官给杀死的。
But he decided this sister decided to work as a nurse among the Japanese war prisoners.
于是这个孤儿就下定一个决心，他就想到到美国的日本的俘虏营当中去服侍这些日本的军人。
So when Fuchida heard about this story,
当原田美津雄听到这个故事的时候，
he said, "Now understand what it meant when Christ said on the cross, 'Forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing.'"
他听到原来这个护士之愿意这样的服侍人，是因为他知道耶稣基督死在十字架上，他原谅底下所有杀死钉他十字架的人，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
To cut the long story short,
我长话短说。
He became a Christian.
这一位将领原田美津雄他自己成为了一个基督徒。
Not only became a Christian, he became a pastor.
他不单单成为一个基督徒，他后来成为一个牧师。
Is it possible?
这有可能吗？
The one who led the war plans to bomb Pearl Harbor.
这一位就是带领日本军航空队去偷袭珍珠港的这个将领。
And accordingly started the war with the U.S.
也就是他引起了第二次世与美国引起第二次世界大战。
That's a nice ending to the story.
但是在这里却有一个美好的结束。
And Jesus make it happen. God make it happen.
乃是因为耶稣成就了这个美好的结局。
It's God's work.
因为乃是神的工作。
God make him become a Christian.
乃是神让这一位将领成为一个基督徒。
So I really.Believe that God can do it.
因此我先深信神可以成就一切。
So the planting parable teaches us.
因此这个栽种的这个比喻教导我们。
We are nothing.
我们算不得什么。
Other people are nothing.
其他人也算不得什么。
But we need to team up with one another.
但是我们必须要彼此同工。
And more importantly,
但是更重要的是
we need to team up with God.
我们必须要与神同工。
And that's the planting parable tells us.
这就是栽种比喻所教导我们的。
The second question we are going to answer today.
第二个我们必须要回答的问题是
How can believers build a church that can face trials?
门徒如何能够建造一个教会，他能够面对考验呢？
And that's what the second parable is about.
这就是第二个比喻所要教导我们的。
I call it a building parable.
我们可以在这边我们称为是一个建造的比喻。
Believers should build a church that withstand trials.
一个信徒们要建造一个能够面对考验的教会。
Believers should be a wise builder.
我们所有的信徒应该要做一个成为一个聪明的工头。
By the grace God has given me, I lay a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我照神所赐给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，在别人上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
I pray that all co-workers, all leaders in this church are wise builders.
我祷告，希望在我们所有在教会里面的同工都是聪明的工头。
The key is,
最重要的是
a wise builder follow God orders.
一个聪明的工头乃是照着神所的吩咐来做工。
The master builder do not plan according to what he likes.
这个工头并不是按着自己的意思来自己做工的。
He needs to build according to the plan given to him.
他做这个工乃是根据所给他的蓝图来做的。
I pray that all of us are wise builders.
我祷告，希望我们在座每一位都是一个聪明的工头。
We are all people who follow God's orders.
我们乃是都愿意遵行神赐给我们的蓝图来做事。
And that's what makes a builder wise.
这也就是为什么这个工头是一个聪明的工头。
A wise builder also laid Jesus Christ as a foundation.
因为聪明的工头乃是按着这个根基来做的，这根基就是耶稣基督。
And I find this very interesting picture.
我在这边发现一个非常有意思的图片。
There was a clause in the foundation of the building.
我们在这边我们看见这个建筑物上底下有一个十字架是它的根基。
A wise builder know how to lay a foundation.
一个聪明的工头知道要怎么样立根基。
All building projects start with laying the foundation.
所有的建筑物都是从根基来开始的。
There's an old hymn called The Church One's Foundation.
在有一个古老的诗歌他说基督教会的根基。
And the foundation is Jesus Christ.
教会的根基就是基督耶稣。
Okay, what does it mean today if we have to apply?
那我们今天怎么样能够运用出来呢？
I want to share with you a book called In His Steps.
我在这边我想与大家分享一本书，它的名字叫在他的脚中。
Have you read this book?
有没有人读过这本书？
People said that he has sold more copies than the Pilgrim Progress.
大家很多人说这本书实际上比天路历程还要畅销。
Do you know the story?
大家知道这本书的内容吗？
It's a fiction.
这个里面实际上是一个小说。
But it spoke to me.
但是这个其中的内容实际上真的对我说话了。
It was about a story in the state of Illinois.
这个故事是在美国芝加哥伊利诺伊州里面的一个故事。
There was a homeless person on a Sunday morning, knocked on the pastor's door.
有一个无家可归的人在礼拜天早晨的时候往一个牧师家的门敲了门。
The pastor was busy preparing his sermon.
就在那个时候牧师还正在忙碌要写当天的讲稿。
I would probably do the same.
我想我自己大概也是一样。
Sorry, I'm busy. Please come back another time.
我也许会跟他说，哎，对不起，现在请你待会儿再来找我，我现在实在太忙了。
But that same day, the homeless man appeared in the church.
但是也就在当天，那个无家可归的人到他教会聚会了。
He came to the front and asked if Jesus Christ is here today. How will you treat me as a homeless person?
这个无家可归的人在聚会的时候来到讲台面前说，如果基督耶稣今天仍然在我们当中的话，他会怎么样对待我呢？
Will he say that I'm too busy, I don't have time for you, come back another time?
耶稣会说，哎，我今天太忙了，请你以后再回来吧，我等我有空再跟你聊吧。
In the story, the homeless person died.
在这故事当中，这个无家可归的人最后死了。
But it stirred a big storm in that church.
但是却引起整个教会一个非常大的一个动荡。
The question is,
他们要面对的一个问题是，
Jesus Christ is in my position. What will he do?
如果我基督耶稣在我今天的位置上的话，他会怎么样去面对这个问题呢？
So they offered the boy each week. He wrote a story.
因此他。这个牧师就每一个礼拜他就写了一篇短文。
Using different members of his church as an example.
他就想象把他自己放在教会聚会当中每一个会友以他们的出发点来写了一篇短文。
If Jesus Christ is a teacher,
如果耶稣是你的老师
,What will he do?
他今天在面对跟你一样的事情的时候，他会做什么呢？
If he's a businessman, what would he do?
如果他今天是一个生意人，他会做怎么样的决定呢？
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
在彼得前书第二章二十一节这边说，
To this you are called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也是为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
I believe Jesus Christ is the foundation of this church.
我相信耶稣基督是这个教会的根基。
And the building project reminds us.
我们建堂的计划提醒了我们。
Whatever we do,
不论我们做什么。
We ask a very simple question.
我们必须要问一个非常简单的问题。
If Jesus Christ is in my position, what will he do?
如果耶稣基督今天站在我的立场的话，他会做什么样的决定呢？
All wise builders know that the foundation is important.
我们所有的聪明的工头都知道根基是最重要的。
And all wise people know that the building materials are also very important.
那所有聪明的工头也知道在上面用的材料也是非常重要的。
If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw.
若有人用金银宝石或草木河蝎在这个根基上建造的话。
Let me say this again.
让我重新再重复一次。
Building materials are very important in all building projects.
一个建筑的材料在每一个建筑当中是非常重要的。
Some believers choose gold, silver, and costly stones.
有一些信徒他用金银宝石来做这个建筑的材料。
In other words, they use the best materials possible in building up the church.
也就是说，他们用尽最好的材料来投资在这个建筑物上面。
But sad to say, some believers choose wood, hay, and straw.
但是很可惜的，有一些信徒却选择用草木河蝎来做这个建筑的材料。
Something that are not precious.
这些是不是一个好的材料。
I just heard that the church is in 5.5 years.
我刚刚才听说我们这个教会刚刚成立5年半，是吗？
I don't want to pick a big load to this church.
我并不想给大家有一个很重的负担。
I just want us to give God a little bit more every day.
但是我想鼓励大家，我让我们把每一天更多的摆在神面前。
I give you a choice.
我给大家一个选择。
If I give you a choice, what will you decide?
当我给你这个选择的时候，我想知道你会怎么样做这个决定。
If I give you $1 million one time,
我想我如果今天给你100万，
or I give you a second choice,
或者我给你第二个选择。
I give you $1 the first day.
我第一天给你1块钱，
and in 30 days I double the amount the previous day.
刚过了30天以后，我就给大家双倍我前面给你的价钱。
So you, what will you choose? $1 million or the second choice?
所以我就请问大家，你会选择100万元呢，还是第二个选择呢？
If you choose the second choice, you are very wise.
如果你选择的是第二个选择的话，你是非常聪明的。
You know you get the money double the day before. How much you get in 30 days?
你知道，你如果在这30天当中，你每天都所得的都是前一天的双倍的话，你知道在30天之后你会得到多少钱吗
？Make a wild guess.
大家猜猜看是多少
？In 30 days.
30天。
$537 million.
就是你可以有五亿
3400万，
5亿3400万。
It all started with how much? $1.
那怎么样开始呢？都是从一块钱开始的。
I challenge you, start with something small.
所以我给大家一个挑战，就是我们从小开始。
Let's not say in 30 days.
我们不要说我们就是每然后继续重复30天好了。
Would you dare to say that you, the first year you offer $1 to God?
或者我们可以自己想，如果我们第一天奉献1块钱给神。
The second year you double.
第二年的时候你就双倍的奉献给神。
Would you dare to take up that challenge for 10 years?
大家可以为此来接受这个挑战，持续10年吗？
Let's not think too far, okay?
我们不要想太远好了。
All I ask you to do is to do a little bit more every day.
我只给大家的要求就是每一天都多做一点。
When you do the church well, make sure your foundation is Jesus Christ.
当我们在教会上面服事的时候，我们必须要认知我们的基础是耶稣基督。
Make sure you use precious materials.
让我们用最好的材料来做这个建筑。
Because the believer's building will be tested.
因为这个信徒到最后的这工程将会受到考验的。
Chapter 3 verse 13. Their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work.
第三章十三节这边说，个人的工程必然要显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程如何。
If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward.
人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames.
人的工程若是被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却得救，虽然得救，乃像从火里经过一样。
How could HOCL is will be revealed with fire, with trials?
这主爱之家的工程将会经过考验，火一般的考验。
I am not saying that, that's what the Roman Catholics interpret this passage.
我并不是说罗马天主教他们怎么样来解释这节圣经。
They said if you've seen others become Christian, you'll be going somewhere.You will burn with fire to purify before you can go to heaven, right?
他说，当你信某一个人的时候，他的灵魂将会经过火一样，然后经过火炼，变成炼金一样。
The fire is about the trial before Christ's judgment seat.
这个火乃是在我们面对耶稣的审判之前的一个考验。
For biblical scholars like Josh and me, we know that even Christians will face judgment, right?
但是我们也知道，我们读圣经的人都知道，基督徒刚刚是说没经过、没信主的人会经过火一样的考验。但是我们都知道，所有的信徒、基督徒也一样会经过火一般的试炼。
Non-believers will face a big white throne.
是的，这些没接受主的人，他们将要面对白色大宝座的审判。
Christians will face Christ's judgment seat.
但是我们信主的人将会面对基督在宝座上的审判，
基督台前的审判，
基督台前的审判。
And it's a judgment about the work we do.
他将会审判我们在世上所做的工。
If the building survives, the builder will receive a reward.
他的工程若能够存留，他就要得到赏赐了。
If the building burns up, the builder will suffer loss.
他的工程若被烧了。他就要受到亏损。
Allow me to use a picture.
容许我用一个图片。
I usually don't use stories from Hong Kong.
我通常都不用有关香港来的这些例子。
But this actor have a catchphrase that really spread like fire in Hong Kong.
但是这一位明星他所讲的这句话却在。香港造成了非常大的骚动。
And the cash question is, how many decades that person has?
这个明星他所讲的话就是人生一共有多少个十年呢？
I like the first part.
我很喜欢他前面的第一部分。
I don't like the second part.
我不喜欢第二个部分。
He said, how many decades do we have?
他说我们一共有多少个十年？
The most important thing that we live happily.
最重要的是我们要快快乐乐的活着。
Let me bring up a comparison.
但是我在这边我要做一个比较。
Let not have a 30 days or 30 years plan.
让我们不再用什么所谓的30天或者30年的这个计划。
Can I challenge HOCL have a 10 years plan?
我在这边给主爱之家一个挑战，让我们有十年计划好不好？
Is it possible for HOCL to grow from this size to 1,000 members in 10 years?
有没有可能我们主爱之家就从今天的人数在十年之内成长成1,000人的教会呢？
I'm not saying that, you know, 1,000 church will make me happier. I'm not saying that.
我并不是说一个人数多的教会就会让我开心。
I'm saying, is it possible that this church become a 1,000 members church in 10 years?
我在这边说，就是这个教会能够是否能在十年之内成长成1,000人？我是说，有没有这可能性
？It's possible.
是有可能的。
All you need is a 10 years plan.
你只要有一个十年计划，这个就可能。
You bring one person to Christ the first year.
你每一个人只要一年头一年带一个人来到教会。
And every other following year, you double the the number of converts before the year before.
那每隔一年，你就带领这些来到教会的人，让他们成为信徒。
So year number one, you bring one person to Christ.
所以第一年，我们每人带一个人到教会。
So the second year, how many people?
所以第二年有多少人呢
？Double, right?
是我们双倍成长，不是吗
？The second year, two people.
所以第二年的时候是两个人。
The third year, how many people?
那第三年有多少人呢
？Four people.
四个人。
Then the fourth year is eight people.
所以第四年就八个人。
Do you know how many people will become Christian if you try that?
那大家知道，如果我们这样子进行的话，有多少人会成为信徒呢
？In the tenth year, you have 1,023 new members in the church.
在十年之后，你整个教会将会有1,023人在教会里面。
You dare to take up that challenge? You double the amount of converts every year.
大家是否能够接受这个挑战？我们过一年能够让这个教会成长双倍吗
？You can start with just one person.
你只要带一个人就好了。
But I really feel that start something small.
但是我也知道，我们从小来开始。
We can do it.
从小做起，我们就可以做的。
Well, I don't want to be too long-winded. I want to come to a conclusion.
我不想把这个道讲得太长，因此我在这边想做个总结。
Today's topic is planting and building.
今天我们所讲的是栽种以及工程。
We see,
我们撒种。
Believers should cooperate with God to enable church growth.
信徒应该与其他人，并且与神一起同工，来让教会成长。
To do that, church leaders need to realize that they are nothing.
在这样的进行这样的事工的时候，我们所有的教会领袖必须要知道自己算不得什么。
所以啊 ，so I can say，
所以我可以这样说。
George， 你算老几啊？
George 弟兄，你算老几 ？Who are you？
But I have to add one more thing。
但是我必须要另外再加一点。
Daniel Hurd， 你算老几啊？
我也必须要说，许牧师啊，你又算老几呢
？But after saying that，
但是说完之后呢？
We need to team up.
我们必须要一起合作无间。
We need to cooperate with one another.
我们必须要彼此同工。
And only God can make the church grow.
只有神能够让教会成长。
I hope that more Fujita converts in this church.
我希望在我们在座当中有更多像这个美国将日本将领的这样的人来到主内。
Believers should build a church that withstands trials.
我们所有的信徒在主内必须要能够承受得起考验。
You and I should be wise builders.
我们都应该是成为一个聪明的工头。
We lay the right foundation.
我们建立一个美好的根基，
Whatever、
正确的根基。
You do,
大家记得，不论你做什么
，Put Christ at the center.
你要知道要把基督放在你一切的中心。
Ask yourself, if Christ is in my position, what will he do?
你必须要问自己一句话：今天如果耶稣站在我自己的位置的话，耶稣会做怎样的决定呢
？After that, believers should select the building material.
之后，我们每一个信徒必须要慎重的选择我们这个工程的材料。
Do the best.
我们必须要献上最好。
I always remind myself.
我不断的提醒自己。
When I first decided to become a pastor.
当我决定我要成为一个传道人的时候。
One of the reasons why my parents do not want me to be a pastor.
我就想起为什么我父母不希望我成为一个牧师。
Because among all the four children, I am the least smartest.
因为他。我爸爸妈妈知道，在他四个孩子当中，我是最不聪明的。
Sometimes when my mom would say to me, "You know, sometimes you're stupid."
我妈妈有的时候会跟我说：“哎呀，你知道吗？你有时候实在太笨了。”
I'm not angry at her. I'm really stupid. I won't tell you how stupid I was.
这实际上我对她一点都不生气，因为我知道我自己有多笨。
But fast forward 35 years in the ministry.
但是我把这个时间再往后跳35年，当我侍奉35年之后，
I'm still not the smartest among all my schoolmates.
我依然不是在我所有神学院当中同学当中最聪明的。
In fact, sometimes I call myself the stupid one among all my schoolmates.
实际上我自己都觉得我是在我同学当中最笨的一个。
But one comforting thing.
但是有一件事让我得到安慰。
I pray.
我祷告。
I pray to the Lord.
我向神祷告。
Help me to give the best.
让我帮助我能够奉上最好的。
And by the grace of the Lord, every time I preach, I give my best.
也感谢神的恩典，当我每次讲到的时候，我都摆上我自己最好的。
Believers building will be tested.
所有信徒的工程将会经历到考验的。
I pray that all the build can withstand trials.
我为大家所有的工程祷告，希望你们的工程都能够经历得起考验。
May we all participate in the planting project.
让我们所有的人在一起，一起在栽种的工程当中一起同工。
And we may all participate in the building project.
让我们一起在这工程的施工当中一起同工。
Amen.
阿门吗？
You want to be participants in the planting and building project in this church?
大家希望在主爱之家的耕种以及工程当中有份吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。亲爱的恩主，我们乃是你的恩典，我们可以在你的教会当中同工，让我们深知乃是你自己成为我们的根基，让我们深知我们要摆上最好的，因为我们的工程，我们这一生的年日将要受到考验。愿求主祝福更新我们。 And Lord, we thank you that because of youWe are part of this church, part of your ministry. May we be reminded, you are our foundation, only foundation. And Lord, may we put our best to this building project, to this planting project, for this will be tested by you. And Lord, we're looking forward to the reward you have promised us. In Jesus' name we pray.